This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on the website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewey. Spins, shot fake, headset. Six-footer, Brandewey.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right for Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewey of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls with the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York, they open up the area of the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Modin for 28. Woo, that was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. This evening, another look at the winningest girls basketball program in Ohio high school basketball history, Fort Loramie. 987 victories now, 9-0 this year, 13 away from 1,000. Leading the likes of Berlin Highland and Tippecanoe, which cannot catch Fort Loramie. Redskins beating Versailles and Jackson Center in their last two games. The 17 over Versailles, easy win over Jackson Center. After a little bit of a struggle on Thursday, December 19th, here at Fort Loramie against Anna, a game that you attended and broadcasted, Chuck. I was not here. Redskins have downed Miami East 49-30, Findlay Liberty Benton 56-20, Minster 52-28 among the nine triumphs. What I noticed most about the scoring on this club, Chuck, there was a stretch of time through five or six games, only one double-figure score, Avery Brandewey, and now we have got Mesher and Chateau at 11 per game.
Yeah, you've got three young ladies that can score on this basketball team, and that's hard to find. So they're just as good as they've been in the past.
And Maddie Chateau is shooting the three really well. Victoria Mesher rebounding in the paint, getting scores from 12, 10 feet on in. Shadow's got five or six rebounds per game, playing at a guard or a wing position. She is all over the hardwood. And what is she, just a sophomore?
She's a sophomore. I'll tell you what. You watch her play, and she plays so hard. And she every once in a while will do something silly. But she is so good, so talented. You just let her go.
Avery Brandewey, 21 points a game. Only weakness a couple times this season. Two quick fouls, first quarters had to sit. Other than that, she has managed her game extremely well, giving the Redskins a 2.5, three solid quarters each time out, and has been virtually unstoppable, foul line on in, and is an adept passer, too. She facilitates really well.
Yeah, she's all around. She's not just a scorer. I mean, she has come up. Her freshman and sophomore year, she was more of a shooter from the outside, but she has become very mobile. She's just an all-around good basketball player. I'm going to say the best Division VII basketball player in the state of Ohio, girls.
There you go. Head coach Carla Siegel molding this club as usual, and 9-0. The Redskins girls approaching the halfway mark. Tonight starts a five-game homestand for Fort Loramie as we return on Saturday to bring you the Fort Loramie Rushi girls game. Tip off about 1:15 or 1:20. Then a game with Houston on January 7th. 1 week from Saturday here against Ottawa Glandorf. And on January 14th here against St. Henry. 82-83% of the games head coach Carla Siegel has coached over 26 years. She has won. That is a remarkable record, to say the least.
Absolutely.
Arcanum's mentor is Abby Moore, fifth year as girls basketball coach and athletic director at Arcanum for the Trojans. She is a Franklin Monroe graduate standout basketball player. at Franklin Monroe, where she coached for several seasons on the girls' hoop side, and took on a program that had not done very well in the second year. A plus 500 winning record, coached her team to 22 wins in her next to last season at Franklin Monroe, before heading to Arcanum to become head coach at Arcanum and AD for the Trojans. Back before the Franklin Monroe stint, she was JV basketball coach at Arcanum, so she's moved from Arcanum to FM back to Arcanum, highly respected in her profession. I know Carla Siegel speaks so well of Abby.
You know what impresses me is the fact that she plays Fort Loramie.
Yep.
She's the athletic director, so she chose to play this game. I'm impressed with that.
Well, you make a good point. She also has chosen last few years to play Minster home and away.
Yep. Well, I mean, you're probably not going to win, but it gets you ready for the tournament.
Franklin Monroe, 5 wins in 9 games. The Trojans won 4 of the first 5, have lost 3 of the last 4. Were beaten by Bethel, Tri-Village, and Covington in recent contests. Bethel beat the Trojans 52-37. Tri-Village won 50-38. Covington most recently beat Arcanum 43-37. Trojans did win at Houston on December 27th by a score of 47-37. Arcanum played Minster tough last year at Arcanum. Got walloped by the Wildcats this year back on Monday, December 2nd at Minster. Out of the gate, Arcanum won its first 2 over Fort Recovery and Newton, 5-4 right now on the season for the Arcanum Trojans. JV game being won by Fort Loramie, a 20-point margin early on fourth quarter. Good crowd filing in as the Georgia-Notre Dame game in the college football playoffs begins to wind down. And eventually the Arcanum Trojans and Fort Loramie Redskins will lock up tonight in girls varsity basketball right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sidney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Frisch's in Sidney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sidney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sidney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello once again, Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee back here at Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie girls lead Arcanum. 4 minutes left in our preliminary game here tonight. Going to be so important for the Arcanum ladies to get off to a good start in the varsity tilt against Powerhouse Fort Loramie. Defending state champs, winners of four state titles. Fort Loramie featuring arguably one of the best, if not the best, Division 7 girls players in the state of Ohio in Avery Brandewick. Frances Schulze and Rushi offered that winning combination of style and timeless appeal using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. Key building components for these two teams tonight. Arcanum somehow, someway must be able to manage Fort Loramie's pressure. The Trojans turned it over 28 times last year and scored less than 20 points in the loss to Fort Loramie at Arcanum. Trojans have got to turn that around here tonight. Redskins want to put an early stamp on this game this evening. Key building components for Fort Loramie and Arcanum. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. And remember, the finest door systems from Frances Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Frances Schulze and Rushi. Known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. And don't forget, serving the Upper Miami Valley for 52 years, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for three straight years now. Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Located north of Sidney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Fort Loramie girls, as I noted, Chuck, have got a date with Ottawa Glandorf coming up. Rushi on Saturday. Meaningful games await the Redskins And those are benchmarks for head coach Carlos Siegel's team.
Well, Laramie and Rucci, it doesn't matter what the records are, but that's a war. And Ottawa Glandorf through the years, I mean, that's been a good battle for Laramie. I don't know what Ottawa Glandorf, are they probably Division Five? Would be my guess.
A little down this year.
Yeah.
Fort Loramie took the measure of Ottawa Glandorf last season. We were there.
We were up there.
Uh-huh. Yep. Covered it, corner of the gym, nice location.
Yep.
Old style facility, but unique to say the least. And Fort Loramie played exceedingly well and won that game, which was up in the air till late in the third quarter. Then yep. The Redskins had a spurt and held them off to win to 3. Ottawa Glandorf did suffer some graduation losses. That game's a week from Saturday. Fort Loramie-Rushi coming up in 2 days. Arcanum plays in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. And hearkening back to what you said about Arcanum playing Fort Loramie, choosing to play Minster as well, stiffening up the schedule. Teams in that WOAC need to do that because historically it's been a fairly weak basketball conference. Tri-Village has excelled over the years. But Mississinewa Valley is coming up on Saturday for Arcanum, so no rest as the Trojans will take on Mississinewa Valley and the outstanding guard Woodbury coming up on Saturday afternoon. Arcanum also has a game down the road on Saturday, January 18th at Carroll. A bigger school, Greenan, is on the schedule. Northmont comes to Arcanum.
Northmont?
Yep, on Monday, February 3rd. And Coach Abby Moore takes her club on the road to play St. Henry on Saturday, February 8th.
So wow.
You talk about strengthening the schedule. Arcanum and head coach Abby Moore, who is the athletic director as well, has done just that.
I like that, and I mean, there's no reason not to. You're not going to maybe win 20, but you're going to be much more prepared when you get into tournament time.
Exactly. A minute to go in the JV game, Fort Loramie winning handily. We'll return with more here at the Redskins gym in a few minutes. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Arcanum in town tonight to take on the Fort Loramie girls, 9-0 on the year. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy. Jeff Gephardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters.
and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
This Fort Loramie girls basketball program has earned 17 Shelby County Athletic League titles in the previous 25 years of coaching for head coach Carla Siegel. Seven in a row, I might add. And league champs 10 of the last 11 years, 2014 through 2024. And during the head coach Carla Siegel era, Fort Loramie girls teams have won 21 district titles in those 25 previous seasons, 9 regional championships, a state runner-up, and 4 state titles. Fort Loramie, Chuck, has had a way with the Shelby County Athletic League, yet programs like Anna Rushi Jackson Center have all won on average 13 to 16 wins per season out of 20 to 22 contests. Not bad to say the least. Fort Loramie's just been that much stronger.
Well, yeah, I mean, Jackson Center, Rushi's been pretty competitive for the last few years. Jackson Center had a team go to Columbus. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, there's been some talent there. They've just been that much better.
About 10 minutes away from the start of our varsity tilt between Fort Loramie and Arcanum. As I mentioned, the Arcanum Trojans 5-4. Fort Loramie took the measure of Arcanum easily last year in a game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com at Arcanum. I'd like to let you know all about Schaefer Market, now your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie, has gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. We now present Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza, too. Stop by today, see all the new items at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, as well as your old favorites. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, is your new community go-to store. You can't beat Schaefer Market. Great variety of soft drinks. A hot coffee stand as well. Schaefer Market. You'll love all the new introductions of goodies. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, also on the air with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started back in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. A big thank you to the Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. It's the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children, too. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style. You will smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist is Deb Gubo. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40-year styling at Cutaway. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. That's Cutaway. But tomorrow evening here on ScoresBroadcast.com, the Rushi Raiders take on Fort Loramie Boys Varsity SCAL action. Returns to ScoresBroadcast.com. A tip-off around 7:15, 7:20. On the air at 6:40 or so tomorrow night, right back here at Fort Loramie. And guess what? We're here again on Saturday afternoon. The Rushi girls team plays at Fort Loramie. Airtime about 12:40 or so. Game will tip 1:20 about that on Saturday afternoon. Rushi at Fort Loramie. Rushi girls, as I recall, Chuck, memory serves me correctly, inflicted one of the two losses on Fort Loramie one season ago at the Rushi gym.
They did. They had a strong team last year. I think Coach Bayshore does a great job with them. And, you know, they've got a lot of talent this year. They're younger. They got a freshman point guard, and that's always an adventure. But, yeah, they're good. They're a really good team.
Yeah, that game last year between the Fort Loramie girls and Rushi was played, let's see. You know what? I am flat out mistaken. My memory failed me. I think I've got to go back.
Was that 2 years ago?
2 years ago. Yeah, yeah. 2 years ago. Last year, Fort Loramie swept Rushi 69-31 and 60-37. 2 years ago, Rushi won by 3 points, I think 43-40 in the game at Rushi. Redskins last year, 28-2 state champs. Only losses, the opener to Miami East, a game we covered right here, 36-33. And then at the Berlin Highland Classic in the country, Sheridan beat Fort Loramie by a score of 54-42. Sheridan, a Division II club, one year ago. Fort Loramie breezed through the tournament. Did have a struggle with the Raiders in the regional at Vandalia. Oh, I remember that so well. Fort Loramie beat Rushi 33-29 as the Raiders defended the Redskins extremely well on that regional semifinal day at Vandalia. And it was 2 years ago when Rushi won at the Raiders gym over Fort Loramie. So that rivalry continues on Saturday afternoon, and we will be here with the play-by-play on the air at 12:40 tomorrow night. The Rushi and Fort Warmby boys at about 6:40. We'll return, take a look at our starting lineups when we come back. Fort Warmby Redskins host Arcanum here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Vaughn Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allenbaugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one and earn their trust and continue business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allenbaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenbaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
Well, simply put, this Arcanum team tonight will have to make some three-point baskets. That is for sure. The Trojans are led by Alexis Gibbons, 14 points a game. Caroline Long at 7 per outing. Long, a 5'11 forward. Gibbons, a 5'9 senior wing player. Fort Warmby paced by Avery Brandewee, 21 a game. Maddie Shadow and Victoria Mesher at 11 points per game each. We'll have the starters after the playing of our national anthem when we come back here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Welcome to
The Palazzo in Watkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Watkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Watkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Here is the starting lineup for the Arcanum Trojans. Head coach Abby Moore, year number 5, as the mentor of the girls program at Arcanum. Alexis Gibbons opens up at forward. She is a senior, 5'9", averaging 14 points a game. Claire Hine, a guard, a sophomore, 5'7", 2 points per outing. Caroline Long, she is a junior, power forward, 7 points per contest. Maddie Noe, a guard, a 5'7 sophomore, 3 points a game. And also in the opening five is Faith Wooten, 3.5 points a game, 6'2" junior post player. For Fort Loramie, the quintet is as follows. Ariel Heitkamp, 5'5", senior guard, 3.5 points a game. Miley Shadow out front with Ariel, a 5'7 senior guard, also just over 3 points a game. Maddie Shadow, guard, wing player. She is a sophomore, 11 points per contest, 5'7" tall. Victoria Mesher is a senior, 6-footer, averaging 11 points and 5 rebounds. Avery Brandewee, 12 points, 8 rebounds, 5'10", and a senior on the front line, 21 points a game. 8 rebounds, as I mentioned, for Brandewee, 5 per contest on the boards for both Maddie Shadow and Victoria Mesher. Fort Loramie 9-0, Arcanum 5-4, Redskins from the Shelby County Athletic Conference, of course, and Arcanum plays in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference, the WOAC. Fort Loramie won the JV game easily. Varsity tilt underway, and Fort Loramie's got the tap. Forecourt to our left. It's Ariel Heitkamp behind the arc. Swings it to Miley Shadow. Ball skipped near side to Heitkamp. Baseline left. It's Mesher. And she angles through the lane, shoots it much too hard. Brandewies got the easy rebound and stick back for two.
Well, they're playing a 1-3-1, and that's a really tough defense to rebound out of. And Brandewies got the first put back of the game.
Yep, and right away, 10 players in back court from the foul line on in. And Fort Loramie gets a steal. Mesher picks it off and makes an 8-foot bank shot. And Fort Loramie, right out of the chute, leads 4-0. As I said several minutes ago, will Arcanum handle Fort Loramie pressure? Another theft by the Redskins. And Brandewey, in her hurry-up mode, double dribbles, turnover Fort Loramie, Arcanum possession. Trojans yet to get the ball up and over the timeline. Arcanum's got it, 60 feet from the goal. It's thrown to Noe. Noe up to Gibbons. Near side of the floor to Caroline Long, and she bounced it at side court near the stripe, but was pushed by a Fort Loramie player.
Loramie foul, Miley Chateau.
Arcanum throwing in the person of Maddie Noe, spelled N-O-E. Noe looks, and looks some more. Gives it to Gibbons. Ball thrown toward Caroline Long in the post, deflected by Fort Loramie and stolen. Oh, here's Brandewey down the floor. In the middle, faked the pass, kept it, and dropped it through. Oh, that was a heads-up play.
Yes, he just stole the inbounds.
Steal, Fort Loramie, Brandewey, handoff to a teammate. Little five-footer, but Maddie Shadow in front is good. And it's 8-0. Fort Loramie storms on top in the first minute 15. Here's Arcanum down the floor, right side, punched out of bounds on the play by Maddie Shadow of Fort Loramie. 8-0 Redskins, 6:44 left in the first. Throwing inbounds, Gibbons gives it up in backcourt to number 22, Maddie Noe. Noe's doubled far side of the floor, and here come white jerseys. Fort Loramie rips it away. One, two passes, extra pass for the Redskins. Shot missed low in the right. Rebound volleyballed around, picked off by Brandewey, who makes a leaner from 8 feet, low in the left. 10-0 Fort Loramie. Timeout Arcanum, 6:22 left in the first. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Possession, Arcanum down to our left. Fort Loramie has relented full court pressure. Redskins with Mesher at midcourt, waiting on Arcanum.
We'll just trap him in a half court now.
There you go. 10 zip. Arcanum trailing. And here come the Trojans pitching the ball down the right side of the floor. It's Hine in the corner. She's boxed, gave it up to a teammate. Arcanum, top of the circle, it's Noe. Noe on the bounce. Brandewey is sandwiching the dribbler, Maddie Noe. Good switch by Fort Loramie on top. Here's a drive by Claire Hine. Hine treks down the left side of the lane, shot it too hard. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Long lead out down the floor. Caught on the run by Miley Shadow. And she goes striding to the rim and lays it through.
Nice pass that time by her sister.
Maddie to Miley. Oh, here's a steal taken away by Heitkamp at midcourt by Fort Loramie. She sprints the other way for a deuce. 14-0 Redskins lead. 5:27 left in the first. Fort Loramie change upcoming. Taylor Schmidtmeyer is at the scorer's table. Here's Arcanum down the floor into the right corner. And a wild pass picked off on the play by Mesher. Mesher sent it up ahead to Maddie Shadow. Maddie in the lane, twists and turns with the left hand and knocks it down.
What a nice crossover that was to get herself to the basket.
16-0 Fort Loramie, 3 minutes played. Here's Arcanum trying to go high-low. Down inside for Faith Wooten, intercepted by Fort Loramie. Long pass up ahead to Maddie Shadow. And she streaks in from the left side of the court all the way to the rack for two more. 18-0 Fort Loramie in the first 3 minutes plus. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, it's lopsided very quickly here tonight at Fort Loramie. Arcanum, after the timeout, throws the ball down the floor into the right corner, out of bounds. And Fort Loramie gets it back up 18-0.
Turned the ball over nine times now in the first 4 minutes.
And I would say at least half of those forced by Fort Loramie's tenacious defense.
For baskets.
Yes, they've turned them into points. Here's a bad throw by Fort Loramie. Interception, Arcanum. Here come the Trojans down the floor. Noe. Noe top of the circle on the dribble. Comes to the right. Hemmed in at side court. Here comes the trapping defense. Ball thrown to Hine. Hine cross court to Gibbons. Gibbons off balance in the lane. A lot of contact. Defensive foul on Fort Loramie. And I think Arcanum will shoot two.
Loramie foul on Schmidtmeyer.
5'9 senior forward. Gibbons. Alexis Gibbons, 14 points a game at the stripe. Taylor Schmidtmeyer, 5'10 junior, who's in for the Redskins, picked up the personal. Here is the free throw. Good by Gibbons. And Arcanum is on the board. 4:03 left in the first, and Arcanum notches its first point. Second free throw coming here by Gibbons after three dribbles. Shots in the air. It is a little strong, and an over-the-back rebounding foul coming up, I think, against Arcanum. No, it's on Fort Loramie. Maybe a lane violation.
It had to have been a lane violation.
And Gibbons is awarded another second free throw attempt. And she makes good. So officially she gets 2 for 2 for her trip. And it's 18-2 in favor of Fort Loramie. 3:56 to go in the first quarter of play. Oh, here's a nice backdoor cut on the play by the Redskins. A dish from out high down inside to Izzy Meyer.
Holscher.
It was Holscher and Meyer teaming up on the play. Holscher got the two-pointer to make it a 20-2 game as Arcanum flips it out of bounds in the right corner of the floor. Brandewee and Mesher, who had gotten a respite, come back in. Holscher had been on the court for Fort Loramie, comes off. Izzy Meyer remains out there as the Redskins bring the basketball up and over the timeline. 20-2 Fort Loramie, 3:31 left here in the first quarter. Here's Autumn Turner, top of the circle, and hits a backdoor cutter. Brandewee behind the Arcanum defense, caught it low on the right, and nailed the shot for two more. 22-2 Redskins. Right flank is Josie Schwartz, a freshman guard, 5'5 player, in now for Arcanum. Throws top of the circle to Noe. Noe to a teammate, nearly a travel call. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Far left wing, it's Hine. Hine low in the left to Gabrielle Wooten, a 6'2" freshman. Missed the shot. Ball is punched out of bounds by Arcanum, and it's Fort Loramie's possession. 2:54 left in the first, 22-2 Redskins. Ariel Heitkamp will bring it up. Checked at midcourt by Josie Schwartz, who's in off the bench for the Trojans. Ball thrown down the right side to Taylor Schmidtmeyer. On top to Miley Shadow. Right flank jump shot by Schmidtmeyer. Too hard. Rebound low on the left of Randowee. Ricked away by Arcanum. Touch last by the Redskins. And it's the Trojans' ball. 2:33 left here in the opening period. Arcanum with two free throws. Fort Loramie bolted to an 8-0 lead in the first 25 seconds in this game. Top of the circle, Gabrielle Wooten tries to hit a teammate along the baseline to the right. Pass goes awry, and Fort Loramie will bring it down the floor. Redskins up and over the timeline. It's Heitkamp on the bounce. Still a zone defensive look by Arcanum, which gets a steal. Taken away nicely by Schwartz. Here's Schwartz all the way down. He cracks in from the right side of the floor. Uh-oh, she charged. Fort Loramie slid over in front of Schwartz. Good defensive stance there by whom, Chuck?
That was
Heitkamp. I thought it was aerial play.
She's the one that turned it over, and she went down and made a play. That's what you do.
Superb defense by Ariel Heitkamp, and she attracted the charge. 2 minutes to go, first quarter, 22-2, Fort Loramie. 35 feet away, it's Mesher. Pitches down the left side to a teammate, then gets it back. Foul line to Brandewee, who turns, squares up, missed the 14-footer off the flange. Loose ball rebound, right side of the court. Jump ensues. Arrow favors Arcanum with a minute 48 left in the first quarter.
We haven't really seen Loramie have to attack the 1-3-1 because they're stealing the ball for layups, so that was the first time they actually had to attack it in the half court.
Midcourt with the ball. It is Gibbons for Arcanum. She sprints down the right side, past one player, another, all the way to the cup for two. Nicely done. Alexis Gibbons, 5'9 senior for Arcanum. She's got all four Trojans points, 22-4 Fort Loramie. Here's a baseline jump shot by Schmidtmeyer. Nicely done. My mistake. It's Kendall Tennery on the bucket, 5'7 junior, and not Schmidtmeyer. Tennery knocks down the line drive shot. It was perfect. 24-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. A minute to go here in the first period. Gibbons at midcourt, ball high overhead. Has the pass deflected, taken away by Tennery. Jump ball in backcourt. Arcanum gets the arrow. My mistake, it's Fort Loramie's possession as the Redskins make changes with 59.9 to go in period number one. And Fort Loramie up by 20 as Arcanum sinks back into its zone. Dribbling up over the midcourt is Maddie Shadow. Gave it up to Schmidtmeyer. Back to Maddie. Here's a long range three. Short, no good. Brandewee with the offensive rebound. Tried to lean to the rim to get the shot to the basket and was grabbed on the arm, and she will get two.
Foul on the Leaper. Brandewee shoots.
In off the bench is Avery Leaper, a guard for Arcanum, a junior who fouled Brandewee. Free throw by Avery. In and out. It is no good. Redskins at the free throw line so far this season, shooting at a 68% clip as Brandewee notches one of two here to make it 25-4. Here comes Arcanum down the right side of the hardwood. It is Gibbons. Gibbons guarded by Schmidtmeyer. Gibbons gives it up to Avery Leaper. Leaper with a knee brace on that left knee. Steal by Brandewee of Fort Loramie. There she goes, journeying down the floor to the rim, and she cuts to the basket for two. Brandewee on the swipe at the timeline, and she went the route for the field goal.
She has 11 in the first quarter now.
11 of the Redskins, 27. She is just over halfway to her points per game average. Here's Arcanum shooting the foul line. Jay, bumped up there by Josie Schwartz. It is no good off the back flange. Fort Loramie garners the rebound as the first quarter finishes. 27-4, Redskins over Arcanum on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, call Wisebridge. Make it your first play call. 937-518-1776. 518-1776, Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Our many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and social security planning, too. Wisebridge Wealth Management, Russell Road in Sydney. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776. Josie Schwartz gets a big field goal for Arcanum as we launch play here in the second quarter. She was fouled in the act of shooting, missed the free throw. Redskins have possession in the lead, 27-6. First half minute, second quarter of play. Maddie Shadow dribbles through the paint underneath the basket to Mesher. Mesher with a backward shot in front of the rim. Hit the backboard. Iron came off. Josie Schwartz with the rebound for Arcanum. High right. It goes to Claire Hine. Here comes the double team and a hacking foul. It goes against Izzy Meyer of Fort Loramie, I do believe.
Mesher. They were both there. Mesher stuck her hand in first.
Mesher picked up the personal. Two fouls on Fort Loramie already here in quarter number two. Arcanum lobs in baseline right. Ball passed to Faith Wooten down low. Muscle to the basket. Couldn't get the shot to go. Redskins yanked down the rebound and threw it up the floor to Miley Shadow. Ball thrown top of the circle to Maddie. Maddie outside the arc on the left to Taylor Schmidtmeyer. Mesher's got it, deep left corner. Again, zone defense by Arcanum. Now Mesher rotates from the left corner to the right. Skips a pass, cross court to Taylor Schmidtmeyer. Her left-handed three ball, wide right, no good. Baseline right, Izzy Meyer gets the long rebound. Her jumper is short. Arcanum stares the board. 6:24 left in the second, 27-6 Fort Loramie. Arcanum dribbles down the right side of the court. It is Noe through the top of the key. Gives it to the three-point shooter, Schwartz. It clangs off the rim, long rebound. Goes to Josie, who gets it back. She makes a lob pass toward the basket. It skimmed off the netting. Fort Loramie got a piece of it. Out of bounds to Arcanum. 6:03 to go in the second, 27-6 Fort Loramie. As Schmidtmeyer and Mesher come out for the Redskins. Ball lob foul line to Alexis Gibbons. Little 15-footer, soft touch, feather-like. Hit the front rim, backboard, kerplunk. It falls in. Attacking quickly is Fort Loramie. Leaner baseline right by Autumn Turner. Oh, nice pivot. And she swishes it. 29-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. Arcanum back in a hurry. Dribble drive, no, he threw the paint. Shot it off the glass, rebound for Lorman. Into the post it goes to Brandewey. Brandewey gives it up right corner to the jump shooter, Autumn Turner. It's around the ring and out. Jump ball below the basket. And Fort Loramie will keep it with 5:20 to go here in the second. And the Redskins up over the Arcanum Trojans by a 29-8 count. Autumn Turner feeds the cutter toward the basket, angling in from the left side of the floor. Maddie Shadow caught it, and in one swan dive move after catching it, took a shot, missed it, but Hine nicked her on the arm. Couple free throws here for Maddie Shadow of Fort Loramie. First one is no good, too hard. 5:26 left here in the second quarter. Redskins lead 29-8. Chuck, that was a segment of Fort Loramie's game last year in the state tournament, which didn't play out too well. Free throw shooting was not good. Wasn't much better than 50%. I think it was 50-50 in the state championship, as I recall. One of two here. 30-8, Redskins. Really difficult to find something to pick at when you talk about Fort Loramie girls basketball.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know they shoot a lot of free throws in practice. It's just one of those things.
Arcanum in the half court had the ball knocked out of bounds off the leg of a Trojan player. So the Redskins have it at the timeline. 3 minutes gone here in quarter number two. 30-8, Redskins lead. Here's Autumn Turner, 5'8 senior on the floor. Gives it to Brandewey. Popping out to catch, right side is Mesher against the zone. He throws over the top of the zone to Brandewey, who makes a poor pass into the paint. And Schwartz has got the theft. She barges down the court, and Maddie Shadow gets a piece of it from behind and knocks it free. Redskins have it. Height camp to Brandewey, left corner. Straight away, handling the ball is Maddie Shadow. Now height camp. She's a good three steps behind the arc. Ball thrown baseline right, and then it is zipped through the lane to Brandewey. Back to the basket, nowhere to go. Throws it out on top, and Fort Loramie resets. 4:19 left here in the second quarter. Near steal on the play by Arcanum. Now a long, high-arching three ball, but Maddie Shadow around the rim and out, no good. Rebound Brandewey missed. Mesher's got it on the baseline, and a push-off foul against Arcanum with 4:07 left in quarter number two. At Fort Loramie leading 30-8.
Well, usually against a 1-3-1, what's open are diagonal passes. Down to up on the wing and down on the block.
Inbounds pass by Fort Loramie to Brandewey, slicing toward the basket in the lane. She caught it. The shot rolled off the rim. Rebound Arcanum, stolen by Fort Loramie. 1-2-3 passes. Brandewey low on the left as it stripped away out of bounds off Arcanum.
Well, I'll tell you one thing you can say about Arcanum. They do not give you a shot. They are tenacious in there.
Feisty, to say the least. Inbounding baseline left is Fort Loramie. It's thrown into Brandewey, point-blank range, backboard rim. It skimmed off. Arcanum jerks down the rebound, then makes a sloppy pass. Brandewey on the intercept for Fort Loramie. Backcourt, it comes to Heitkamp. Chest pass to Mesher. Good look by Heitkamp to Mesher, who couldn't finish. Got the rebound back, had it stripped, but a foul against Arcanum. Mesher will get two. Good look by Heitkamp there, who set up Mesher. He's at the line with a couple free throws. Apparently not called in the act of shooting.
I'll erase those then. What was she doing if she wasn't shooting?
Could have fooled me. 3.5 to go, second quarter, 30-8, Fort Loramie on scorersbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s, to get your car or truck running right.
less than half. The second quarter remaining here at Fort Loramie tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Redskins inbound and shoot the long three from the right flank. It's missed on the play. Matty Shadow from distance. Long board, though, to the Redskins, who retain possession as we near the three-minute mark late in the second period. Kendall Tennery on the arc behind the screen, left side. Matty Shadow shoots the three, short over the corner of the backboard and out of bounds to Arcanum.
Of course, she is right on the rim, but she hadn't made one yet. They don't have a three. There's not a three in the game, but Loramie has shot probably five or six. They have zero.
The Redskins coming into the game just under 30% from behind the arc.
That's pretty low.
And Maddie can make them. She's had some hot streaks so far this year from three-point territory. Here's Arcanum at the timeline. Good defense for the Redskins. Ball tipped into backcourt. But violation called against Arcanum, which went into backcourt to cover up the basketball. It was tipped later after Arcanum got it on the negative side of the timeline, so it's ruled an over and back violation. 2:50 left in period number two. 32-8 Fort Loramie. Ball thrown down into the left corner by Corinne Holscher. And then on top to Ariel Heitkamp. Here's a pass attempted to a Redskin player low on the left, intercepted on the play. Nice steal by Claire Hine of Arcanum. Fort Loramie tries to scrape it loose. It goes out of bounds off the Redskins right in front of the Arcanum bench.
Victoria Mesher almost killed a couple of kids sitting down there on the floor.
2:29 left to go here in the second period. Arcanum to midcourt with the ball. It is Noe. She slides down the right side, gives it to Gibbons in the corner. Out on top to Noe. Coming out to catch is Caroline Long. Long, with her back to the basket, tries to make a pivot move and travels.
19 turnovers now for the Trojans.
The Arcanum pushed the 30 mark last year in the game at Arcanum that Fort Loramie won easily. Redskins to midcourt. It's Heitkamp. Throws it left side to Tennery. Down to Mesher in the left corner. Hand off to Tennery. Ball whipped around the top of the circle. Holscher's got it. Elbow right. Makes a step toward the basket. Bounces off to Miley Shadow, who gives it right back to Holscher for a deuce. Corinne's got at least a couple field goals in this game.
Yep.
Nicely done by her off the bench. And here is the ball coughed up in the right corner by the Trojans. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie. With 98 seconds to go until halftime. 32-8, Fort Loramie leads.
Loramie only has a 5-4 advantage here in the second quarter.
Redskins rolled in 27 points in the initial period. Here's a cross-court pass to Mesher. Outside the arc on the left, it's fed to Tennery. Her line drive triple. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound Brandaway in the paint. She stumbles to the floor, being fouled by a Trojan player with 1:19 to go in the half. 32-8, Fort Loramie leads. Brandaway will shoot two at the stripe here for the Redskins. And the first one is too hard. Hit the back frame twice and kicked away. Changes again for Fort Loramie. Mesher out, Tennery out. Free throws for Brandaway. Two of them. First was no good. Second is perfect. And it's 33-8 Fort Loramie with 1:12 to go here in the second quarter. Arcanum's Noe at midcourt dribbles to the elbow on the left. Gives it behind her to Gibbons. Straight away Claire Hine, who drives down the right side of the lane. She's covered up by 1, 2, 3 white jerseys, and Fort Loramie takes it away. Maddie Shadow to Brandaway, 3-on-1. Brandaway fakes the pass, keeps, and barges to the rim from the left side of the court and scores off the window. 35-8 Fort Loramie, 45 seconds left here in period number two. Gibbons behind the arc has it for Arcanum. Coming out to catch Caroline Long. Now Gibbons right wing. Ball high overhead. Straight away to Noe. Back to Gibbons for three. A long floater. Short, no good. Offensive stick back nearly went in on the play. But Faith Wooten rebound down to Fort Loramie. 18 seconds left in the half. 35-8 Redskins. Down to 10. Ball thrown out of bounds by Fort Loramie in the right corner. As Taylor Spittmeyer checks in for Fort Loramie for Avery Brandaway. Final 9.8 of quarter number two. Redskins lead it 35-8. Dribbling up over the timeline is Noe with five to play. Noe to Gibbons. Gibbons back to the basket. Throws to the jump shooter who doesn't get it off in time. And the second quarter closes 35-8. Fort Loramie over Arcanum after two quarters on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Halftime here at Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com. 35-8, Redskins lead. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. So many thanks to these three Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game on scoresbroadcast.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Geyer's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. And M&A Muffler and Tires, we owe them gratitude, all of them on the year, 17, 18 years here on Scores Broadcast. This week marks the beginning of our 20th calendar year here on scoresbroadcast.com. Halftime report presented to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, the stats are as dominant as the score. 19-6 rebounding advantage, 9-1 on the offensive boards. The Trojans turned the ball over 21 times, and a lot of those were live balls where Loramie scored off of them. And that was early when they were doing the full court pressure. Loramie turned it 7 times, 3-6 from the free throw line. We've talked about Loramie's free throw shooting woes. Arcanum 2-3. They were led by Alexis Gibbons with 6. I'd like to see that young lady play with some help because she's pretty good. And then they got 2 out of Josie Schwartz, a 5'5 freshman. They scored 4 and 4. They have 8 at the half. Loramie led by Avery Brandaway with 14. in Maddie Chateau with 7, 4 from Corinne Holscher, and then 2 each from Turner, Ariel Heitkamp, Miley Chateau, Mesher, and Kendall Tennery, and they scored 27 and 8 and lead it 35-8 at the half.
The halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Second half of this game about set to start. Fort Loramie 35, Arcanum 8 here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Girls high school basketball tonight on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. First possession, third quarter, belongs to Arcanum. It's Gibbons with the ball 30 feet away. Gibbons works down the right side. Hits a cutter low in the right. Fort Loramie bats it out of bounds. Ball intended for Caroline Long. Long, 7 points a game, a 5'11 junior. Gibbons, 14 a game, a 5'9 senior. Arcanum inbounding below the basket, fed to Long. Long 10 feet away, gives it into the corner to a teammate who's 20 feet out. She's boxed in momentarily, thrown on the arc, then lobbed down inside to Hein. Hein in a cluster of white players gives it up, and Arcanum restarts the attack. Here is Noe throwing right side of the floor to Swartz, who drives and overshoots. Heitkamp with the rebound, and Arcanum fought the ball loose out of bounds.
That was a good take. She just missed the layup.
Mm-hmm. And Arcanum worked long and hard and eventually had presence of mind to get an opening on the right side of the floor. The driving layup just was not finished. Fort Loramie with the ball, head of the key. It is Miley Shadow to Mesher. Loops it high right to Heitkamp. In the right corner to Miley, who tries to drop it down inside to Brandewee. She's pinched by two players. Ball goes out of bounds off Arcanum. 1 minute played, third quarter. Ball fed from out of bounds into the paint to Mesher, who squares up, overshoots. Brandewee had the rebound. Jarred away by Arcanum, which then coughed it up on the far side of the floor. 6:49 left here in the third. It is Fort Loramie's possession. Heitkamp to trigger. Pitches down in the corner on the baseline to teammate Miley Shadow, who can't control, and it goes out of bounds to Arcanum. Slow start offensively to the second half of this game.
I think Loramie's lost focus.
Here is Arcanum, top of the circle. Mesher reaches in, swipes it, then a bad pass picked off by Gibbons of Arcanum. She works into the paint area, goes baseline right to Long. She's doubled, squeezes in between two players, and scores. Pours it in. Good effort. Strength displayed there by Caroline Long of Arcanum. 35-10 Redskins, who throw it out of bounds right in front of the Fort Loramie bench. And head coach Carlos Teagle wants a timeout. Fort Loramie up 25. Nearly 2 minutes played in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Pep Arcanum, after the Fort Loramie timeout, throws inbounds And the Redskins make a steal and pitch it down the floor to Avery Brandewee, who streaks in from the right side of the court and lays it up and through. 37-10, Redskins, who earned their first 2 points of the third quarter. Here's our cannon, baseline right, shot short. Rebound Trojans, though, then a push-off foul against Fort Loramie.
Foul on measure.
5:36 to go here in the third quarter. Redskins make a change. Corinne Holscher back on the hardwood for Miley Shadow. Here is Gibbons inbounding right in front of the Trojans bench. It goes 30 feet away to Noe. Maddie between the Fort Loramie logo and the top of the circle. Gives it up near side to Hine. Claire Hine is doubled. Here comes Brandewey swooping in, and the Trojans get a timeout. 37-10, Fort Loramie. Just over 5 to play in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
30-second timeout.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
I bet you didn't know that Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the entire Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. It is in big demand, and we will grind your first 10 tools free of charge at O'Reilly. O'Reilly is always accepting job applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. You can contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports here on scoresbroadcast.com. 37-10, Fort Loramie leads. 4:50 left here in the third quarter. A good passing around the top of the circle. Open baseline right is Victoria Mesher, whose jumper rolls off. Her Brandewee cleans it up and gets two.
That was one of the few times I've seen them attack diagonally against the 1-3-1, and it worked.
39-10, Fort Loramie. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. Players on the floor, sprawling at midcourt for a loose ball. Picked up on the play by Heitkamp, who scoots the other way and lays it up and good. Heitkamp for two. 41-10, Redskins. Halfway through our third quarter. 25 feet away, Josie Schwartz has it for Arcanum. Throws it down to the baseline to a teammate. Schwartz gets it back, and we have a foul over guarding against Fort Loramie.
Foul on Mesher for third.
Mesher coming off the floor with three personal fouls at the moment. Replaced by Taylor Schmidtmeyer of the Redskins. Ball lobbed into Long to Noe. Right side to Gibbons. Right back to Noe. Fakes the shot. Brandewee on her. Maddie Noe dribbling, gives it to Gibbons, 25 feet out. 3:50 left in the third, 41-10, Fort Loramie. Oh, Gibbons hits a player cutting to the rim, nicely done on the inside by Long, but Fort Loramie stuffs it out of bounds.
Good job by Brandewee, but blocked from behind.
3:44 left to go here in the third. Arcanum below the rim, good inbounds pass. Bounced on the plate along, slashing to the iron. Couldn't get it to go, but a foul against Fort Loramie in Caroline Long. 5'11 forward, junior, averaging 7 a game, goes to the stripe. Two free throws coming for her. Hey, don't forget, you can contact O'Reilly Machine Tool Services about a job application online at O'ReillyMTS.com. O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Both free throws missed by Long. Rebound by Fort Loramie. Corinne Holscher attempted to save. An Arcanum player got it. Then a tie-up ensues. And it will be Fort Loramie possession. By mistake, it will be Arcanum basketball below the basket. In the person of Maddie Noe. Heitkamp now on the bench for the Redskins. Arcanum finds Gibbons low on the left. Greeted by two white jerseys. Shot was short as Gibbons was defended nicely at the last split second. And the rebound went to the floor out of bounds off of Arcanum.
I'll tell you, they're setting that back screen, though, and they're getting people open. They're lucky they've gotten a couple of blocked shots because they're not doing a good job defensively and under the basket.
Here's Brandewee at midcourt down the right side. Gives it off on the play to Izzy Meyer. Meyer on the court, 5'8", junior forward. Brandewee high right. Bounce pass straight away to Schmidt-Meyer. Right wing it goes on the play to Corinne Holscher, who makes a nifty pass down low to Brandewee. Holscher to Brandewee. Fine feed. Two more points for Avery, who's right at 20 now for the game. Under three to play in the third, 43-10. Fort Loramie on top. Arcanum tries to throw to Long in the post, and Fort Loramie smacks it free. 1-2-3 passes down the floor, intercepted by the Trojans. Taken away by Noe, up ahead to Gibbons, 2.5 remaining in the third period. Outside the arc, left flank, it's given up to Noe. Top of the circle, Long, twisting, turning in the lane, banked it in on the go. Motoring to the rim, Caroline Long generates 2 points for the Jets.
I think she got a break that the backboard got in the way of her shot.
Or I should say the Trojans. It's the FM Franklin Monroe Jets, the former employment home for Arcanum head coach Abby Moore. Nice basket there by Long of the Trojans to make it 43-12. Fort Loramie with the ball to our right. 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Mesher deep in the left corner. Zone defense employed throughout this game by Arcanum. Ball skipped to Shadow in the right corner. Miley's got it. Now it's rotated around on top to Taylor Schmidt-Meyer. Schmidt-Meyer goes baseline right to 22, Corinne Holscher, who's bumped as she passes, picked off by Arcanum. A minute 40 to go in the third. Fort Loramie with a steal at midcourt. Ball thrown up ahead, driving to the rim, missing on the play is Taylor Schmidt-Meyer, but the stick back is up and good.
Maddie Chateau.
2 points by Maddie Shadow of the Redskins. Johnny on the spot. She got the garbage, cleaned it up, and scored to make it 45-12. With a minute 18 left to go here in the third quarter. Substitutions for Fort Loramie. Hey, don't forget, if you're dreaming of owning a home in Ohio, the opportunity has presented itself thanks to F&M Bank and F&M's Ohio Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. The dream home for you is a lot closer than you might think. You can save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate. Designed to help hard-working Ohioans, the F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever. Visit your local F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. It's there for you sooner than you think. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. F&M Bank. Arcanum is at the stripe, shooting a couple of free throws. The first one in and out by Gibbons. Second one didn't go in either. And Fort Loramie gets the rebound. 1 minute to go here in the third. Here's a foul line J by the Redskins' Ariel Heitkamp. No, but she's tipped on the wrist as she delivered the shot. And she's got two free throws coming.
We can get to a running clock with two made free throws.
You're right, Chuck. We are near there. It's a 33-point difference. Make it 34 on the first foul shot by Heitkamp. 1:03 remaining, third period. Second shot upcoming by Ariel, who dips the knees, fires short. Rebound, Arcanum. Taken down by Swartz. Swartz in backcourt to a teammate. Ball loose, rolling to the scorer's table. Out of bounds, touch last by the orange and black. Arcanum, black shirts, black shorts, orange numbers. Arcanum across the chest in orange. Fort Loramie, the home, white, red numbers, red and black trim. Redskins have the ball. Brandewee outside the arc. Throws right corner to a teammate who chucks up a three. It's a long one missed by Autumn Turner. But the rebound bangs to the far side of the floor, and Fort Loramie tracks it down. Miley Shadows got it, top of the circle. Picks up her dribble. Gives it up to Brandewee, 35 feet away. Brandewee starts to drive, pulls up at the elbow, swings it back out on top. And Brandewee gets it back, baseline right, short shot. Grazes the side of the backboard, and Arcanum retrieves with 20 seconds left in the third. Here's a long three ball on the play by Noe. It is too hard, no good. Noe got it back, dribbled to the right corner, and the pass goes out of bounds. Splashed over the end line by the Redskins with 11.7 remaining here in the third period. And Fort Loramie up 46-12. Noe inbounding, baseline right to Long, back to Noe. Noe slices through the lane, running left-hander short. Rebound baseline left, Arcanum out of bounds to the Redskins with 4.7 remaining here in the third quarter. Don't forget F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna Jackson Center, and Urbana. It's the F&M Bank Home Buyer Savings Account at 7.5% interest. It'll make your dream home possible. Avery Brandewee in the final couple of seconds of the third quarter just misses a long three-point try. And the period closes out with Fort Loramie up 46-12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the tomahawk burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
We start the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie in possession, leading by 34 points. Good give and go. Right down the middle of the court, all the way to the rim, goes Izzy Meyer for a two-pointer.
Meyer for a running block.
The spread is now 36, and the continuous clock clicks in. Here is Gibbons, midcourt for Arcanum. Stripped away, stolen. It is Heitkamp sprinting the other direction. Driving layup is good by Ariel Heitkamp. 50-12 in favor of Fort Loramie. Arcanum dribbling down the left side. It's Noe. Noe dropped it off baseline. Lob into the paint to Gabrielle Wooten. Intercepted as the 6'2 post player couldn't collect it. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Excellent pass to Heitkamp for the finish at the other end. Redskins continue to share the ball nicely, leading 52-12, a minute gone here in the fourth. Arcanum on the arc. Bouncing the ball is Claire Hine, and Fort Loramie reaches in to strike it away. Loose ball rolling other end of the court, and it goes over the end line out of bounds to Arcanum. Fort Loramie bench might have disagreed with the call.
Chateau was hammered. Maybe they put their whistles away.
Well, maybe it's about time to do that. Continuous clock, 6:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. 52-12 in favor of Fort Laramie. Arcanum has the ball down the left side, punched out of bounds by the Redskins. Avery Randowee with 20. And in this game, Maddie Shadow has 9. Victoria Mesher, 9 for Fort Laramie.
Mesher has 2.
I'm sorry, what am I looking at on the scoreboard?
The other person that has 9 is Ariel Heitkamp.
Oh, Ariel's got 9. She's about 6 above her per game average. Mesher, 9 below hers. Randowee right at her 20 points per game.
Yeah, Mesher's been foul trouble, hadn't really gotten involved in the game that much.
Baseline left, Arcanum throws in. It's Noe, picked off at midcourt. Intercepted by Maddie Shadow, who pulls up in the lane. 12-footer, hit the back brace, no good. Rebounded in the paint area by Holscher, who gave it up on the arc to Miley Shadow. To Maddie. To Meyer, who drops it off in the left corner for Brandewee. And it's stabbed out of bounds by Arcanum. 5:14 left. Clock continues to run. It is continuous. We are in the fourth quarter, 52-12, Redskins on top. So many thanks to Fort Laramie Games sponsors with us each and every Fort Laramie contest all year long. Geyer's, Chrysler Dodge, Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Here is Arcanum attacking to our left. It's Caroline Long. Working around Brandewee, pulls up baseline right. 10-footer, hit the heel. Rebound down to Fort Laramie's. Brandewee has it. Flips it out ahead to a teammate, Izzy Meyer, who can't catch up to it. Out of bounds to the Trojans. As we hit the 4:20 mark in the fourth, 40-point lead for Fort Laramie. Brandewee out, Mesher back in. Here is Arcanum in backcourt with possession. Up and over the timeline, it is Noe. Left side pass to Josie Swartz. Weave is on. Here's Claire Hine. Hine dribbling. Check by Maddie Shadow. Ball thrown to Long at the post. She strides into the lane. Lost it, got it back. Right side of the court, it's Schwartz. Letting one go. Three ball. Jettisoned up there short. And the ball sprayed off the rim, went out of bounds in the corner. And Fort Laramie will bring it down. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Schaefer Market in Fort Laramie. As Arcanum steals, and the layup is blown, and Fort Laramie gets it right back. Wow. Mesher high left with the ball. Gives it up to Miley Shadow. Arcanum with an interception. Sprinting the other way is Schwartz. Pulls up baseline right. No good. Off the back frame. Foul on Fort Laramie. 3:10 left to go in the fourth quarter. Redskins up 52-12. Hey, remember now, your new community go-to store is Schaefer Market in Fort Laramie. It has gone local just for you, the customer. We now have exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market at Schaefer Market, your new community go-to store in Fort Laramie on South Main. We've got Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza. That's what you wanted and more, so we've got it for you at Schaefer Market. Sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Laramie. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market is your new community go-to store. And one of the very few times the clock actually stops when it is in continuous mode is at a timeout that's been called. 52-12 Fort Laramie, 2:35 remaining to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. And Arcanum is shooting free throws at the moment. I'd like to tell you that A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi began with a customer, one, way back in 1986. And today, four decades later, A&M serves 200 additional businesses, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you are looking for work, A&M Pallet in Fort Loramie has entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093 for A&M Pallet, 295-3093. If you are looking for work, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Redskins free throws, two here with 1:38 to go in the fourth quarter of this game.
Schmidtmeyer trying to become the 10th player to score. Everybody that's dressed scored for Loramie now.
The left-hander, Taylor, missed the first, swishes the second, and Fort Loramie's up by 40, 53-13, with a minute 20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Top of the circle, Gibbons. Nice pass into the lane to Long. Pivots, shoots, short, foul, Fort Loramie. As Kendall Tennery notches the personal. Clock continues to run, even during free throws when it's in this mode. Caroline Long at the stripe for Arcanum. She sends the free throw to the iron. It hits the left side of the ring. The ball goes to the window, off the glass and in. 53-14 as Mesher checks out for Fort Loramie. As Chuck noted several minutes ago, in foul trouble, much of this contest was Victoria. Second free throw by Long, dips the knees. It hits the rim, caroms into the corner. Who's got it? Long or Meyer of Fort Loramie, out of bounds. Meyer touched it. And that's going to wind up this game, Chuck. Final 15 seconds are ticking down inside 10 towards 0. Long's got the ball at the elbow on the left. Pivot shot in the paint area. Oh, she got it to go. Soft touch. It hit every inch of the rim and went in as the buzzer sounds.
They needed that because they hadn't gotten their 4 points for the quarter. That gave them 4 points in each quarter.
Isn't that something? Arcanum with 4, 8, 12, and 16 at the four quarter stops in this contest. And the Redskins win it by a final tally of 53-16. We'll return after a bank of commercials to advance into our postgame here on ScorersBroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie. Redskins girls 53, Arcanum 16. How did Fort Loramie get it done, Chuck?
Well, they out-rebounded them 33-11. Arcanum had 33 turnovers in the game. Loramie had 17. That's way too many for them. Individual scoring for Arcanum, they were led by Caroline Long with 7. They got Alexis Gibbons with 6 and Josie Swartz with 3. Only 3 young ladies scored. I'm going to go with Alexis Gibbons as my Clancy's player of the game for the Trojans. On the other side, everybody scored. Brandewee had 20. Then you drop down to Maddie Shadow with 9. Ariel Heitkamp with 9. 4 for Corinne Holscher, 2 each for Autumn Turner, Miley Shadow, Izzy Meyer, Victoria Mesher, and Kendall Tennery, and then a free throw by Taylor Schmidtmeyer. The Redskins 5 of 10 from the free throw line, and my player of the game's got to be Avery Brandewee. She had 20 points.
This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And welcome back here to Fort Loramie, where the Fort Loramie girls have advanced to 10-0 on the year with a 53-16 win over Arcanum. Fort Loramie takes on Rushi here on Saturday afternoon. A tip-off around 1:20 or so. We're on the air at 12:40 on Saturday. Fort Loramie-Rushi could be a very good basketball game on Saturday afternoon. Meanwhile, Arcanum falls to 5-5 on the year. Abby Moore's club meets Mississinewa Valley in WOAC action on Saturday. Arcanum now 5-5 on the campaign. Both teams, Fort Loramie and Arcanum, with the tough opponents coming up on Saturday afternoon. Our next presentation here on ScoresBroadcast.com is tomorrow night, Fort Loramie-Rushi boys. A tip-off 7:20 or so on the air at 6:40 here on Scores Broadcast tomorrow evening. Hope all of you had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hope you're well and healthy. A lot of the no-ro virus is going around, a stomach bug, and it's attacked us after the respiratory flu attacked us. We share the mics, and we sit, you might say, side by side in covering games. And the bugs have been going back and forth. But we'll be here tomorrow night and again on Saturday afternoon for you. Rushi and Fort Loramie boys tomorrow night. Rushi and Fort Loramie girls on Saturday afternoon. Thanks a lot to our online listeners. We salute all of you as we begin our 20th calendar year here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Having gotten started back in 2006 and 7, it is amazing. I guess time flies when you're enjoying it and having fun.
Yeah, it's been a good time. I've enjoyed every minute of it coming on here, and I came on the year that Houston went to Columbus.
Yep.
They're boys for the state, and it's been a good ride ever since.
Yep, and working these games the past several days has helped us keep our minds off of the no-ro virus.
My mind's thinking about it a lot right now.
It's flying around like an epidemic.
They took the trash can away from me. I was counting on that.
It's flying around like an epidemic. Fort Loramie wins 53-16. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie High School.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple built Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.